Hello, this is Ted Hayes with another edition of Ted Hayes Remembers. On July 21st, 1969, WKVI-FM signed on the air. I had the privilege of being the first morning host. I was on the air from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m., and my program was called Three for the Road. Those were fun times that I remember as if they were yesterday, not almost 42 years ago. Since that time, several people have hosted the morning show. Butch Murphy succeeded me, followed by Paul Stage, John Whitenack, Tom Belcher, Lou Ann McDaniel, and now Tom Berg. I remember them all and could write a chapter of a book on each. I'm still collecting material on Tom Berg. Today on Ted Hayes Remembers, I'm going back in time. John Whitenack was a high school teacher in the North Judson Sampier school system. Hundreds of students affectionately remember Mr. Whitenack from those days. John was also the public address announcer at the football games. Well, one night I was in the press box, and John told me he was retiring from teaching and wondered if I had a part-time job I thought that he could handle. I told him I'd get back to him, but with that melodious voice, I knew we could use him. Paul Stage was getting ready to move from our station to WSBT in South Bend. That left the morning slot open at WKVI, and for 16 years, John Whitenack was the voice the residents in the Kankakee Valley woke up to. Many of them got up, especially to play radio games with John, like Hi-Lo.
Ann James and Toto, good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you? Is it raining out there right now?
I wouldn't know. I don't think so.
You wouldn't know.
I'm still in bed.
Why, you're the lucky person to you. Golly, there are some people that have it made, and I think you're one of them. And you called from bed and got through against all the competition. There are a lot of people out there, Ann, that would like to have your chances here to win this $35. Have you been jotting down numbers?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what the last one was.
I'll tell you what the last one was, but golly, if you knew what some others were recently, you'd be in, because we have got this thing narrowed down to very few numbers. And the last number was 925, and that was too low. 925 was too low. Now, give it some serious thought, and I hope you hit it, because if you don't, we're going to have to pick another number and start from square one. Ann, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What
925
do you think?
Was too low, you said?
Yeah, 925 was too low.
Mm.
925? $9.29 has already been given, and that was too high.
That's too high.
You know what? You missed it by one. $9.28 was the number we were after. And as I said earlier, I know you can't just keep the radio on all the time. You can't sit there with the radio. We'd never get anything done if we did that all the time. But if you'd had that figure, see, we had $9.29, $9.25. So it had to be the 926, 927, or 928, and you picked 929. Well,
I'm still asleep.
All right. Well, listen, Ann, you gave it a good try, and your name automatically goes into the drawing for the $100 in a few weeks, and maybe you'll be luckier that day, okay?
Okay.
All right, back to sleep, Ann.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ann James out of Toto. And she gave it the old college try, but it wasn't enough. We'll be playing again. We'll have to start with another number. Darn, thought we might pick this one off, but it didn't work out that way. Stay with us here at WKVI.
John Whitenack, gone but not forgotten by his many listeners. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ted Hayes Remembers.